gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I only have one question.
If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of?
69, dudes!
Midnight Movie Night!
Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Except, we're not two idiots this week. This week, we're three idiots in studio. And, well, I don't mean to presume to call you an idiot, but you do have a microphone, so...
Would you like to be an honorary idiot?
By definition, I'm an honorary idiot. All right. Nice.
And we also have two people I think I can get away with calling idiots with microphones on Skype.
Je ne sais quoi. Which I recently learned means I know nothing.
So we will do introductions in just a moment because today is Saturday, March 12th, 2016, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat. And
I'm M. Vaughn.
Okay, that works. And then...
Oh, I'm the OMG WTF honey with a U.
That did not have the normal energy that it normally does.
That's because sometimes she don't know that she's the white trash beautiful OMG WTF honey with a U.
That's because I'm her.
Your line after that is...
You don't know me.
And I'm Johnny White Trash, I think.
Today you are.
Today I am.
So, we all just watched a movie.
If you can call it that.
Are we just going to jump into it?
I got a bit to say about it. I don't
By
know.
By the definition of what a movie is, it is a movie.
Hold on. Usually we do a little bit about the week, but given that there's five of us, I think it's something that we would have to constrain to like a minute each.
I worked too much and almost broke her neck. That's our week.
I hate you right now.
Okay.
You guys ate pizza. Mm-hmm.
You had something that calls itself pizza on the box.
Yeah, it says Domino's Pizza.
Like I said, something that calls itself pizza.
Well, crust, sauce, cheese.
And just because something has crust and cheese,
that's the definition of a pizza.
Just because something has crust on it and cheese and is sauced doesn't mean that it's a pizza. I'm just saying.
Sauced.
Okay, now hold on here. Let's back up a second.
beep, beep, I, beep, beep.
I listed off a set of ingredients for pizza, and you said that doesn't make it a pizza. Pizza, by definition, is crust with sauce and cheese and meat. Sometimes vegetables.
I'm saying that just because something is crusty, cheesy, and sauced does not mean that it's a pizza.
Yeah, because you're crusty, cheesy, and you get sauced.
I thought you were going to say saucy. I think I can do saucy.
You get sauced.
I'm on my way.
Let's see some saucy.
Okay, well, my week in a nutshell, it was my Padawan's last day yesterday. We went out to celebrate, I got a little emo at the end. That's pretty much par for the course for me whenever someone leaves the company. So, although I did end up going out last night with my boss's wife and a former coworker and another one of their friends. And there was this lady that was walking around the bar. She had a developmental disability, but she was selling art that she drew. And we found some lovely Garfield pictures in the mix and bought them from her. It was really cool. So this is the one that I ended up picking up.
Bonjour.
Indeed. Indeed. So
I love the audio only show. And it's like, you know what? All you people listening audio only, she showed me the picture, not you.
Jackass. I was just about to explain what's on the picture. I wanted to show it to you first so that you had a reference.
And then she calls me jackass. Now who's saucy?
I'm saucy Siebes.
Crusty and cheesy.
If I wasn't hurt, I'd hit him for you.
Now, would you hit him or would you throat punch him?
I would throat punch him.
I'm sure that'll come later.
Yeah. So the image that I showed, the white trash beautiful OMG WTF honey with a U.
And Johnny.
And her saucy, cheesy, crusty asshole of a husband.
I don't know if you meant to show me, but I saw it. So joke's on you.
I always mean to show people. Wait a minute.
Whoa! That's going to blend right into the flick pic.
It is a picture of Garfield wearing a beret and a white coat with a red and white striped shirt. He's carrying a baguette and he's saying bonjour. Wow, I just said that really, really weird.
Yeah. Or bonjour for
I was trying to stick with the like little voice that I was doing and it just came out weird.
Bonjour. That's what he said.
Yeah. Anyway. So that was fun, and did some cleaning today. Removed a crap ton of pollen from the apartment, which is probably why you were feeling so sick recently.
Yeah, thank you.
Pollen?
I haven't really been sick. It's just like allergies, kind of. Worst kind of way. It's all in my head.
Like pollen is little.
Well, when you get enough of it, it collects.
Well, see, what happened was we had a really, really awesome storm earlier in the week, and then as Marianne pointed out, it caused a lot of stuff to bloom. And then we had a really nasty windstorm the next day, which blew the pollen all over the place. And there were, like, over by our sink, there was just this coating of yellow dust everywhere.
Oh.
And yeah, cleaned that up today. Cleaned up in the living room and like even like vacuuming on the couches and everything, trying to get all of the gunk that ended up blowing into the apartment. It's that time of year, stuff's starting to bloom.
I want to get one of those Martian suits and just walk around in that anymore. If that stuff is going to be around, that's what I need. Just my own EVA suit.
Why not just go with a hazmat suit? Why go full EVA?
Like Jamie because it looks cool. Mythbusters.
True story.
Hazmat just looks like a fancy plastic bag with a clear face shield.
Kitty.
A Martian suit looks awesome.
Back in time 30 years and you tell people that you're Darth Vader.
I could tell
from the planet
anyway.
Vulcan.
Yeah.
Do you know if you went back 30 years ago today, it would be after the first Back to the Future came out?
Well, yes.
Oh, that would really freak people out.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
They would laugh at me for
people
saying
would
that I'm Darth
know
Vader.
Already when they saw you that you're not Darth Vader. They're going to be like, hey, you're doing that from that movie.
Yeah, we just watched it last week, dick.
Yeah.
It's still in theaters, asshole.
Damn it.
It's in the dollar theater at this point.
What are you, my father, asshole?
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Do you really think I should swear? Yes, definitely, God damn it, George, swear.
Oh, there is one other story I wanted to bring up before we jump into the flick pick. Last night, after the little soiree, I dropped my boss's wife off, and because I'm so close to the Empire, I decide I'm going to go in the store and I'm going to screw with the cat's head.
Yeah.
And so I go in. And at this time, he's already started working for the evening. So I go in and I kind of go back into the area where I expect him to be. And I try my best to stay out of sight. And I hear that there's like this little like team lead giving like the nightly pep talk or whatever it is that they were doing
so
back
help
there.
Me, Sam.
Yes. And I'm listening and I'm like texting him things that are vaguely related to the stuff that I'm overhearing. And cause I'm expecting him, you know, like, okay, this is the beginning of the shift, you know, talk, you know, I'm assuming that he's there.
That's what you get for assuming.
Yeah.
No meetings.
It wasn't on your calendar, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going all over the store. I'm trying my best to find him without being seen myself. And
Ninja Siebes.
Were you wearing camouflage?
No.
There's your problem.
Well, to be fair, I don't think that he makes eye contact with anyone in there unless they're
Second
within 10
question,
feet of him.
Do you own camouflage?
Of course not.
No.
Fucking Californians.
I know, right?
Jesus.
What the hell? Why?
She owns yoga pants. You know.
Actually, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You can get camel yoga pants.
You can.
A bit scary, that.
Well, in Alberta, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen people wear those things?
My God. That just
Yes, it's Alberta.
It's wrong. It's so wrong.
I know. All you see is like the top half of a person walking around because you can't see the bottom because they're camouflaged.
What's going on?
What's the point in wearing yoga pants if you're going to try and hide that ass?
Have you seen some of the yoga pants?
Hold on, I have to think about this.
No, what really?
What is the point?
What really fucks with me is when they wear the flesh tone yoga pants.
Oh my God! No. Or flesh tone leggings, and it just looks like they're.
Especially when it's, how do I say this? Not their flesh tone. Because that just messes with me, and it's like, okay, why would you? It's like, why would you get pants of the same color as your? Oh, it's not. Okay, it's the same color as my skin, not yours. See, you were supposed to stop me before I went there, honey. Stop me.
Why?
Yeah, good point.
She's having so much.
It's
fun.
Not. It's not like this is being recorded or anything.
Ah, it's just broadcast live on the internet, so it'll live forever.
So Steve was trying to be clever last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 45 minutes. Story.
45 minutes later, I finally see the cat, and I try and duck into an aisle, and I'm not sure if he saw me or not.
I see everything.
And whatever, we start talking. You know, I basically said, you know, if I were to go by the store right now, I'd probably give you a hug or something like that, because you know I've had a good night. And I started going all, you know, being sweet and crap like that. And so we saw each other. I gave him a hug and I was on my way. And I'm sitting there feeling, yeah, I just spent 45 minutes pranking the cat. This is awesome. And I'm driving home and I get to the Nemesis Hill and I'm stopped there at the light and it's a little bit windy. And I just see this thing flapping under my, under one of my wiper blades. Like, oh man, some asshole put an advertisement on my windshield when I was parked in. I hate when they do that. It's just, you know, what if it flies off? Then it's littering and those jerks who put things under your windshield wiper. I hate those guys. And so since I'm stopped at the light, I throw my car in the park real quick, open up the door, reach around, grab the little piece of paper. And when I look at it, it's got a drawing of a, it has an equal sign, a carrot, two periods, another carrot, and another equal sign, forming a cat as if it was, you know, done in a text message. And it says, meow. The cat knew I was there the entire freaking time. And he went out and put that stupid thing under my windshield wiper. I'm sitting there.
You lost me at reach around.
Ow.
It's not nice to make Honey hurt herself anymore.
There's a spider. There's a spider. There's what? A spider. There's a spider right there. There. Right there. Right
wait,
there.
Wait, wait,
right
wait. You're
you.
Freaking out no, over here?
Oh. No, that's wait, too close.
Right
it's over
no,
there.
No, look in front of you. Right in front of you. Behind the mic.
Behind the oh, magic shit. Mic.
Kill it.
Don't tap the table.
Sorry. I killed a spider. I think the people will all understand.
It's a, yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I have to use the edge of the bottle because the bottom is concave. The first three times I tried to kill the spider, it just laughed at me.
You stupid squish.
A lot like the cat was laughing at me last night when I finally realized that he knew it the entire time. And I was sitting there wondering, how did he pull this one off? I was really careful not to be seen. So he must have just figured it out from the messages that I was sending.
I know things.
I think you should have wore camel.
No.
It's because you weren't wearing camo. That's it.
It's because you weren't wearing camel.
Or it's Walmart. It's, you know, it's required for customers at some point to wear camo. I've seen
it. Yeah, or pajamas.
Yeah, you're wearing relatively clean clothes. You stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, you were wearing normal clothes. Like, what were you expecting?
Yeah, what, were you going to go to Target or something? I mean...
Next time, put curlers in your hair and nobody will notice you.
Fair she enough.
Like, or yeah, and riding a car.
And a muumuu.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a muumuu is, but apparently...
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's something is. That you wear to Walmart.
Yeah.
It's a muumuu.
Yeah.
It's Walmart attire.
It's I always move thought out of my
it
would
way. Be like a black and white patch pattern, but apparently it has nothing to do with a cow.
No, nope. Johnny, nope. Johnny, do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where Homer realized that he could get disability? No.
Disability?
Yeah.
He didn't watch The Simpsons.
I remember Mr. Plow and Spider Pig.
Spider Pig was from the movie.
Pretty much my Simpsons knowledge.
Wow.
Okay, well, never it's mind then. Dress.
It's like a potato sack that you wear that has...
A potato sack?
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of, a potato
Why
sack.
Why would you wear a potato sack? Where are you going to put your arms?
Oh, God. I give up.
I don't
or
blame
you. Or pull it up the other way like a potato sack race.
No, you put it over...
That'd be awesome, just sitting there jumping through Walmart with a potato sack around your waist.
Yeah, it's like a potato sack, you know, you cut the... hole for your head and the hole for your arms. It's like I'm trying to talk to you.
Or a brick
it's
wall.
Like she's trying to talk to me.
Uh-huh. So, Katie?
Yeah?
How did you know that I was there?
I just knew.
Oh, bullshit.
You were saying too many things. It just... I don't know. For some reason, it just clicked and I said, I bet she's here.
And so you went out into the parking lot and looked for my car, didn't you?
Yeah, it didn't take long. I know what the car looks like.
That's not what you told me that you did. You told me exactly how you knew I was there. And it's the because of something that I did.
On your car.
No. It's something that I did. I made this conscious decision and completely forgot about it. I have... shared my location with the cat indefinitely through Find My Friends, thanks to Apple. I defeated myself with technology.
But that wasn't what I used. And I just,
you told me that's what you used.
I was giving you bullshit that I was tracking you. You said the same thing, that you had listening devices on me. Which I know is not true. You cannot put listening devices on my stuff. You would have to have access to my stuff.
And you sleep like a log.
That's why I have the door locked.
My dad was a locksmith. Do you think he didn't teach me how to pick locks?
Does he teach you how to not get stabbed?
That would be a complication.
Okay,
fair. That is the best response to anything ever.
Okay, so for the second day in a row, Kitty wins.
Excellent.
High five.
The Flick Pit.
Did you not ask Marianne how her week was doing? You just went right over her. Just like that.
I always skip someone.
It's just okay.
Oh, yeah, there's someone else here. Look.
Well, I asked if anyone wanted to bring anything up, and I just kind of looked around, and, you know, Kat was like, I was sick, and then no one, you know.
Yeah, I was just kind of sick, and then I won 2 days in a row, so that's been my week.
Enough said.
No, but to be fair, we've been talking, you know, like, every day all week, so I already know exactly how her day went.
Okay.
Or, well, not
I
just,
don't.
Yeah, neither do I.
I
have no idea how her week went.
I'm just explaining why I don't think of these things.
Oh, that's cute. You call your excuses explanations.
That was kind of rude.
But true.
Don't worry. By the end of this show, Miranda will have the upper hand. Let me get my cheap pot shots in while I can.
No, she won't, because I've already won.
Yeah, it's
oh,
true.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, actually, when the cat won, he took over. So, you know, he shouldn't have let me hit the button. So, really, all of this is the cat's fault.
I can live with that.
So, how was the week, Marian?
Mostly work, a lot of freeway travel time, and some rain thrown into the mix.
Did you drive through all that rain? Because it was nasty.
No.
Oh.
I told them, I'm working from home today.
Yesterday's rain was so awesome.
Yeah, I was at work for that.
It
was pouring.
It rained yesterday?
Yeah, we actually got
about
strong rain yesterday.
Was the old man snoring?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, probably. Kitty was.
Yes, he was.
I told you I was feeling bad. I came home, I went to sleep, and then I woke up and I had to go to work.
It's because all that freaking pollen that made its way into the apartment thanks to those really heavy, you know, winds right after the rain.
Martian suit.
Martian suit.
Indeed.
Martian suit. Yep. Hey, nothing good? Beats an astronaut. I saw that on TV.
And you believe everything you see on TV?
Bunch of potatoes.
Yes.
Potatoes.
Oh, good.
Potatoes.
So it's rock, paper, scissors, lizard, astronaut Spock. Now?
Taters.
Well, taters. Spock is technically an astronaut.
What about lava?
There is no lava.
Or spoon.
There's only Zool?
Yeah, there's only Zool.
Okay.
I thought that was no Dana. Only Zool.
Let's get to the point.
Is that a Ghostbusters thing?
Yes.
Ah.
Really, Johnny?
I always thought it was a Superman thing.
What? Huh? Zool?
Zool?
I don't watch
that's
movies.
Zod.
Yeah, that was Zod. Kneel before Zod.
Get your
Zeds
right,
that's
man.
What screwed me up. Is like everybody's like, oh, there's only Zool. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. Superman movies, yay. But apparently the joke's on me.
Yeah.
Or is the Joker on you?
This from the guy wearing the Batman
the
shirt.
The Batman's on him.
Damn, Daniel.
What the?
What? No. 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 What?
Damn, Daniel.
I don't know what's going on now.
Something about white Vans.
White man.
Vans?
No.
The white Vans.
Like the shoes.
Oh. I thought you were talking about a rape truck.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's got free candy written on the side.
I thought it said free Wi-Fi.
Now. That's legit.
Yeah, today's would say free
it's
Wi-Fi.
Updated for the kids today.
Very good.
Shit, now I gotta go through a whole new list of things my daughter can't do. Don't go anywhere that says free Wi-Fi. Ever.
It's gonna let out a lot of places. Starbucks.
She's not allowed to go to the mall, the library, school, the hospital.
School doesn't have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they do.
What the fuck?
Sure.
Now, don't your taxes pay for the school? So it's not technically free Wi-Fi. It is still being paid for by
I don't know. Other people's taxes pay my salary.
Our property taxes go towards schools, and then we pay the school.
Oh, shit, I pay those now because I'm a homeowner.
Yeah, you do.
I'm gonna beat the system. I'm gonna sell my house.
No, you're not.
Wouldn't that just incur more tax? It's sure as hell would down here.
No.
I know nothing about finances other than Amazon.ca.
Fair enough.
That's Canadian Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Apparently Japan's Amazon now ships internationally.
Did you know that Amazon Canada is trying to be the first ones to bring in drone delivery?
No, but I did know that switching to Geico can save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Go progressive.
We don't have any of those.
Forget Flow.
Forget Flow.
I like Flow.
I like Flow too.
We have State Farm up here though.
They're no good. They said Medicine Hat was the safest city in Canada to drive in. As somebody who drives on that road for 40 hours a week or more, it is not.
And we all know who to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be...
Tom.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
No, you blame Trudeau.
You always blame Tom.
Trudeau's always been down here visiting this week. He's been at the White House.
You can keep him.
Yeah, you can keep him.
You can do to him what you did to Bieber.
Yep. You can keep him.
I'm imagining.
Tell you what, there we go.
Didn't
we'll
we deport
trade you.
Him?
You take Trudeau and turn him into not a pussy, and we'll take Trump and we'll.
And keep him. Please. Yeah, we will pay you to keep him.
What if Trump lived in Canada for 10 years?
Then wouldn't have to move up there.
Yeah,
no, then he would, by the time he came back, he'd be saying sorry. He'd be like, sorry, Mr. Obama, that I thought you were from Kenya. Oh
my goodness. Wow.
Sorry, I tried to build a wall and then hired the people I'm trying to keep out of the country to build that wall.
Sorry, I offended every single person in the United States, so I had to move to another country to offend them too.
Yeah.
Except for Rose. He doesn't have to move anywhere to offend the rest of the world.
This is true.
We have the internet. He can offend everybody at once.
Equal.
I
got to
give him
offender.
Props on one thing. Speaking of Donald Trump and the internet... Jeb Bush forgot to renew jebbush.com. So Donald Trump bought it and it redirects to donaldtrump.com.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I even tested it. I'm like, really? I'm like jebbush.com and it shows up Donald Trump. I'm like, okay, I hate the guy, but every now and then, I mean, like even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, right? Like, you know?
Well, if he's a male blind squirrel, hopefully he finds two. Otherwise, he's got a problem.
That's really blind.
You're going to live your whole life with less than two testicles.
Wait, what? Where did that come from?
Speaking from personal experience.
I have a puppy. He seems fine. What? I make random statements. Don't act like it's something new.
Oh, no one's acting.
Je ne sais quoi.
So we watched
that
the movie.
That's my theme.
So we kind of planned on it for a while. Well, since last year it came up. And so what was it jokingly? Oh, I was in your chat room when you were talking about the... what was it? Magic Mike and Terminator was coming out. Honey wanted to go see Magic Mike. You did not want to go
see it. I
got to
go refill. I'll be right back. But yeah, it's been that fucking long.
Oh, so we start talking about the chick flick and suddenly Johnny has to take off.
No. I'm just going to go grab... I'll grab two beer because I've got a lot to say about this movie.
Then I'll continue.
By all definitions, it was a movie.
It had a runtime.
So jokingly, I said, I would go watch this movie with you, honey. And so that was the thing we were going to do. It was going to be like a, I don't know.
It was going to be a girls' night.
Yeah, girls' yeah. night. With a cake.
And we had our girls' night tonight. And Johnny came along.
Well, like, kind of like a girl.
Yeah. He does have the girly hands.
He does. So. He really does.
Oh, he's back.
I hear everything.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What'd the cat say?
Huh?
What'd the cat say?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there?
That's
oh,
selective
yeah.
hearing. So eventually,
but yeah,
we
when did this
that.
Start? That started in that chat room, right?
Yeah. And so that's where I said to them, eventually we were going to watch this movie, and just never happened. And finally, it came up. It was 2015, and this was episode 115. And so I was like, well, let's make it that. And so I asked you, and well, here we are. We finally watched Magic Mike.
I even bought it on Blu-ray.
Well, you actually bought it for this?
Yeah, well, it's got a digital copy.
Oh, okay.
It was like $8 on Amazon, and that's Canadian dollars.
Oh,
so
wow, that's not bad.
Well, believe it or not, it was cheaper than Terminator Genesis, but that's a talk for another day.
Because how's magic?
So we watched this movie, and I think tonight we set a record for the number of times that anyone has uttered, "Johnny, shut up."
See, now, to my... Can I...
No,
can I
shut
just,
up.
No, when you talk about a movie, you should start with a plot recap, right?
The plot recap. Okay.
Can I recap the plot for the listening public?
Oh, I can't wait.
Not...
I cannot wait to hear Johnny's plot recap.
Okay.
Seeing as how you had trouble following it.
Since you wanted
following,
to say something, here you go.
The... smash hit Magic Mike, a movie where they took their... I didn't see that one, right?
We own it, so you can watch it, so you can catch up.
Do you really?
Yeah, we do.
Then again, we own 50 Shades of Grey, so...
Scotty Too Hotty bought it for me for my birthday.
Yeah, Scott likes doing that to me. He likes buying me bad movies. Anyway, of course, he's my best friend. Why wouldn't he, right? So Magic Mike starts with some guys who used to take their clothes off for money who are down on their luck.
Okay.
Okay. And they decide that the best thing to do is not catch a plane, but drive to Myrtle Beach to take off their clothes for money, because that will make everything right again. Now, along the way, they had to stop.
Will it make
at several
everything
places.
Right, or will it make everything all right, all right, all right?
No, he was not in this movie.
But they still got an all right, all right, all right in there.
Yeah, from Fluffy.
Fair enough,
Fluffy.
Fair enough, fair enough. Fluffy, clearly the highlight of the show.
Back that shit up.
Fluffy, clearly the highlight of that show. Did I fucking stutter?
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Fluffy. Anyway. So, yeah, we're recapping the plot, right? So along the way, they have to make a few stops for various reasons, and take off their clothes and or have sex.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to the end. They take off their clothes. Turtle Pea Girl smiles. There's music and fireworks. And the movie is over.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions?
I'm going to go back and listen to this episode just for that. Turtle Pea Girl.
Turtle Pea Girl.
Okay, sorry. I forgot when we met Turtle Pea Girl in the worst lit scene I've ever seen in cinema.
It was done like that on purpose, and not only how
oh,
horrendous.
There is nothing in this movie that is an artistic integrity
how?
Choice. Come
how?
On now,
shut, Johnny.
Okay,
shut up
did
once
you see
again.
That dancing. That was.
I can't tell who's yelling at me right now, so I don't know who to defend myself.
All
against.
Of us.
Okay, I can only defend myself one at a time.
No, how bad was the dialogue in that very, very poorly lit scene, you know, nighttime at the beach scene? That was some of the worst cinematic dialogue I've ever heard.
I agree with you. However, there are other scenes in this movie where the dialogue in general, like...
The movie was not about the dialogue.
I have seen Channing Tatum in good movies.
But
I have
zero...
seen Channing Tatum do a good job.
Okay,
and
Miranda wants to talk.
I just want to finish my sentence.
Okay.
And then I will take a big drink and shut up for a couple minutes. How's that sound? Okay. Is that good by you?
Yeah, just okay.
Okay, drink your wine so that you'll steal the fucking show. Anyway. I have seen Channing Tatum put on a good performance.
Mm-hmm. He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. However, I honestly think in this movie, he did the best he could along with the rest of his class or cast, including the werewolf guy, poor man Zac Efron, Fluffy.
CSI.
CSI. Who was CSI?
Or Roswell.
CSI was the Candyman.
Oh, Candyman.
Not Tony Todd.
And the wrestler.
Todd.
Who am I forgetting? Sorry.
The wrestler.
Oh, and Big Daddy Cool Diesel. So I think they did the best they could with the script that they were given.
That's his wrestling name, Big Daddy Cool Diesel?
Well,
seriously,
it was when he first started in the 90s when they hadn't quite moved over to, hey, why don't we just use first and last names? It doesn't sound so stupid. So when he went to WCW, he was Kevin Nash and he was part of NWO. You've probably seen those shirts around. Anyway. Sorry, that was supposed to be my one sentence, so I will just recap it because I trailed off and I apologize.
Yeah,
my sentence is Channing Tatum, I think, did the best he could with the, if you can even call it dialogue, he was given in this movie.
Okay, now drink your beer and shut up.
However, there are some moves.
No, you are done talking.
Okay. All right, we'll come back. I'll come back.
No. I don't know about the rest of you, but the reason why that scene stands out to me and why I noticed how bad the dialogue was because you couldn't see either of the actors that were on screen, so you couldn't actually see any of the freaking eye candy, which is what this movie is really about.
Yes. Eye candy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even recognize her when she showed up later in the light. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't know that was her.
Right? I didn't.
Okay, I got you. Keep going.
No, that was it. I didn't recognize her later. And when it was fully lit, I didn't know that was the same girl. Because you could only see like half her face, and that was even dark. On the beach somewhere. While, you know, he was peeing on turtles.
Yeah.
She was taking his picture.
That's the only line I remember from that dialogue. The line that stood out. Where he's like peeing and she's taking pictures of him from behind because she's a lady, of course. And she talks about peeing on turtles. And then she shows up. And then the whole movie's supposed to be a love story between them?
No.
No.
She's not in a guy phase right now.
She sure looked like she was in a guy phase at the end of the fucking movie. I'll tell you that much. Right?
That's
the fuck
because
right now.
He figured out how to make her smile, just like Big Dick Richie did for the convenience store girl. And how much are these Doritos in water?
Okay, I got to give it to the convenience store scene. Honestly, if there's a YouTube breakout of just that, check it out. That's worth it.
There is.
How much Cheetos and water.
For those of you who don't want to watch the movie, check that part out because
it's one of the damn funniest scenes in the movie.
How much for the water and Doritos?
Cheetos.
Whatever.
You weren't I said Doritos.
Listening.
I was too mesmerized by the eye candy.
I know, right? There was a whole point of the movie. It had nothing to do with good acting. They were good strippers.
No,
yeah, I remember very little of what was said. Actually, I just wasn't listening.
Yeah, with Channing Tatum, Matt Bomer,
Matt.
Oh my God, I'm blanking on his name.
The werewolf guy.
Yeah,
Montoya.
No, the one that was in Roswell and CSI, Rodriguez. Adam Rodriguez. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of acting chops in this
movie.
What
about poor man Zac Efron?
That would be Matt Bomer.
Okay.
Of the gorgeous eyes.
Yeah.
Among
fucking
other things.
Pay attention.
Apparently he was the voice of Superman in something.
God, which one was that?
I don't know. I
was it 2007? I think it was one of the ones.
Unbound.
It was a while.
Familiar?
No, I have to know this.
I don't know. But if I remember right, he was in Chuck. He was the one.
Yes, he was Bryce Larkin.
Yeah,
he was in Chuck.
That was the first place I ever saw him.
Superman Unbound.
Yep. And what year was it?
2013.
Whoa, I was way off.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, I know he's in White Collar.
Yeah.
Still never watched that. But he's got gorgeous eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, among other bits.
He has gorgeous other parts, too.
Yes.
Indeed.
Wait, he's the lead actor in that
yeah.
show?
Yeah. Oh,
I never watched
I've seen it a couple times. It's good.
Okay. That's where I've seen him before then.
I like the scene in, where were they? In Savannah? When,
yeah.
When they went over to the house with, Andy McDowell.
And he sang Heaven.
Yeah. He was singing Heaven to the blonde lady.
That was the most poor man Zac Efron part of the movie, where it's like, dude, you weren't even in High School Musical. Plus, he sang it wrong. Everybody knows that you sing Heaven the way Bryan Adams sings Heaven. Baby, you're all that I got. When I'm not, I can't do it, of course. But, no, you got to do that fucking halfway dead voice. I find it hard to believe we're in heaven.
You look like you're in pain.
I'm in pain sitting here next to him.
Well, that's for a different reason, honey.
Well, yeah.
If you care to elaborate, go for it.
Just fucking drop me on my head.
Oh, that's a Johnny White Trash show exclusive, that story.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
mine
boy.
And painkillers. I'll get through it.
I gotta admit, my biggest disappointment in this movie, I know I'm treating this as a piece of cinema when I shouldn't be, but for some reason, because the whole point of this movie was this was their last hurrah at the big stripper convention, I wanted the little subtitles at the end saying, you know, Wolfman went on to do this, Channing Tatum went back to his moving company.
It was actually a furniture business. He built custom furniture. Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had wood and he was moving stuff. I saw him moving furniture.
Oh, he had wood quite a bit.
Yeah, wood. Not quite werewolf guy wood.
Well, I can't say much because I didn't even know he had a last name, and I picked up on that right at the first. I said, he has a last name?
Yeah, that was great.
Like I said, he doesn't need a last name.
But at the end of that movie, I wanted my subtitle. I wanted to know that all the pretty stripper men were going to be okay.
They were, because they're pretty stripper men.
Yeah, but they're old pretty stripper
and
men.
And they're going to have really good froyo.
Yeah, they're going to have really good froyo.
I wanted homie to like...
They wanted,
like, just win the froyo business.
You wanted closure.
Just because they were old doesn't mean I'd kick them out of bed for eating crackers.
Plus, if they get... Shit.
I love the how you, like, Miranda had that delay. That was great, where you didn't just break her up front. You broke her a few seconds down the road. That was good. I like. I'm gonna high five.
I don't even know what I was about to say. It was just like, oh, my God, that came from honey. Okay.
Isn't that why she's OMG?
Yeah.
WTF.
That's the OMG.
Honey with a U. Honey with a me.
Uh-uh.
No. No, she's still mad at me right now, uh-huh. Folks.
Understandably yeah. So, it sounds like. Yes.
It hurts every time I think about it. But.
So, yeah. I propose a solution. Just don't think about it.
That's why I have the wine.
She's on her way to not thinking about it.
There we go.
She has numbing medication.
Alrighty then.
I have the painkillers too, so we're good.
I do, however, feel cheated watching this movie.
Why do you feel cheated?
Well, now,
because there were no stripper ladies?
Just hear me out.
There was a couple of good looking ladies.
Now, you know how, right? Some guys say they read Playboy for the articles.
A show of hands, anyone who believes that?
All right, yeah. So
anyone?
This movie...
Yeah, I watched that movie for the plot.
Right, right. Right, whereas I, you know, boy candy, not really my personal favorite flavor.
Johnny.
I was
Boy Candy my personal favorite
trying
flavor?
To find a plot, and there wasn't one.
Miranda was trying to talk.
Now, Johnny, is Boy Candy my personal favorite flavor?
Oh, she's got you there.
Yep.
Yes, point, but it's my least favorite flavor. There's a difference there. Isn't
I
there?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Sometimes you just have to appreciate a tasty flavor when you see one.
Yes.
Now, can we go to the scene where they were like double stacking girls on top of girls and like hoisting body weight above?
Yeah.
You know the part I'm talking about in Fish Mooney's house?
Yeah. In Fish Mooney's house.
I was sitting there watching that, and from a technical standpoint, I was sitting there going, wait, how the fuck did he just do that? Like, some of the girls he was flipping around, like he was going to give them a pile driver and didn't break their neck?
Because he's more adept at it than you are.
Fair enough. but there are some parts there where I got to give credit, where I'm just like, I did not know human bodies could do that.
See, Johnny, he has a six pack.
Yeah.
No, he's got all eight.
But it's not a 24 pack tucked under the shirt.
Well, and you know what's funny though? If you went and saw him right now, he has a keg.
No, he's not quite that bad, but
it's the thing I love about Channing Tatum. They're like, oh, so what's your diet and workout routine when you're not filming? He's like, what? He's like, no, I'm from the South. We eat sugar and carbs and I don't work out. I play with my kids.
And everything's fried.
And then it's like, oh, they're going to pay me millions of dollars to go be in this movie. I guess I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate that about Channing Tatum, where he's fuck it.
Okay, stop. First of all, Channing Tatum is the one who came up with the idea for both of these movies because he used to be a stripper before he became an actor.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't paying him millions of dollars to do this. It was his idea.
Uh-huh.
Just pointing that out.
I think he went, hey, I made a lot of money making movies where I dance. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, either.
Well, and he was a stripper before he became an actor.
Yeah, it's like I make movies where I dance or I hang out with Jonah Hill.
Both of them make a shit ton of money, so why not?
Like, there's a movie I know I'm not going to watch coming out I assume is going to have a Channing Tatum, but the news that it was becoming a movie just floored me, and that is they're doing a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover movie.
I heard about that.
Seriously? That is a horrible idea.
And the first thing I checked is I'm like, it is not April 1st. And I mean, hey, I get it. Hollywood will throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. I get it. I hope people enjoy it. I hope people enjoy the new Ghostbusters. I hope people still like Marvel movies. I hope everybody likes those things. And I'll probably even see a few movies in between. But really, I'm just waiting for Fast and Furious 8.
Yeah, but there's no Paul Walker.
It's true.
Well, we can't really do anything about that now,
can
we?
Well, no.
And we're way off the topic of Magic Mike XXL.
I do have to wonder what's the XXL.
Vin Diesel's coming back to do Triple X. There's your crossover. Vin Diesel has to retire as an extreme sports star and becomes a stripper and goes to Myrtle Beach. I mean,
well, you know. Have you seen Vin Diesel? Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch him strip.
I love that one picture of Vin Diesel where it just caught him the wrong way. Like, you could tell it was like the morning after. He had like a little hangover belly. He's smoking a cigarette on a balcony. Everybody's like, oh, look at him. I live my life one quarter pounder at a time, right? And I'm just like, fuck
you. You could see that coming a freaking quarter mile away. Jesus.
It's my joke, and I will keep using it.
Just in case you haven't heard it already from him.
I don't know if you know this. I'm repetitive. And on top of that, I'm repetitive. But
I live mine one quarter meow at a time.
Nice! You know meow!
So, Marianne, you had started to bring something up?
I don't even recall what it was.
Neither do I. That's why I was asking.
Sorry, I do that to people.
It's okay.
No, I think we were on a Vin Diesel discussion, and Honey agreed with me. We'd be okay with Vin Diesel in a XXXL movie.
Or as the cat put it, triple XL.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And now I'm even more willing to watch Magic Mike triple XL as a crossover film. I would watch that.
The Furious at triple XL.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get all three movies in there.
There you go. Skeleton dancing in the corner. Somebody says hi, Paul. Oh, too soon? No, that was bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Really punch him. Don't make Honey hurt herself anymore.
Don't make me hit you. If these gender roles were reversed, I'd be arrested for saying that.
Lighter, please.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not role reversal. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time you throw me around.
So who else was in this movie?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, Fish Mooney was in this.
Fish Mooney.
I read
the community kid.
Donald Glover.
The community
kid. You're never going to learn his name.
Andre.
Yeah, it was Andre in the movie.
Andre 3000?
Shut up.
Wow. What? Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Oh,
Don't look at me like that. I'm having fun.
Oh,
inside voice, Johnny.
Well, Andy McDowell was in this.
Yeah.
That one I was not expecting.
I was not expecting that either. She doesn't normally play that character.
I liked her character a lot.
Oh, I liked it. It was just unusual.
Yes, that was a different role for her.
It was not her normal. Well, and just kind of out there.
Free. Yeah. She was a very free spirit. And
with all manner of things, apparently.
Yes. Especially when it came to encouragement.
She was very open to things.
I would never tell my daughter that.
I'm sorry, but my mom was like that.
Really?
My mom told me to...
In Canada?
Yeah.
Not from the South.
Well,
see, in Canada, it's not play the field in Canada. It's play the hockey field.
Oh, yeah.
Play the rink.
The whole team.
No. I wasn't a rink rat. I'm just going to throw that out there. I was not a rink rat.
Such a thing?
Yes, there's such a thing.
What exactly is a rink rat?
I'm guessing it's a woman who goes to hockey games trying to...
Yeah, it's a lot like a lot lizard or...
It's a hockey groupie
a kind of bunny.
Thing?
Oh, they don't know.
Groupie is the best translation. Yeah, rink rat.
Okay. Like a buckle bunny at a rodeo.
Like a what?
Like a what?
A buckle bunny.
Yes, that's exactly what it... Yeah.
Yeah.
We have buckle bunnies up here.
Didn't I light a smoke?
No.
That's weird. You have one going.
I lit my own. You can ask them. They see me do it.
No, it's Johnny. True.
Even if they didn't, they would still take your side because they like you better than me.
Johnny, aww. Your cigarette's not
poor
lit.
Johnny.
You're lit.
You're
fucking
sauce.
Lit. I'm lit as fuck.
Don't try and be
cool. Okay, whenever someone says I'm blah, 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 as fuck, why is fuck always the...
I don't know.
Because that means they're serious as fuck.
Yeah, man, they're lit as fuck.
But what does it even mean?
What does any
of
it mean?
It's a meaningless expression.
So are double rainbows, but you don't know what they mean either.
How do we go from...
But I'm not stoned in the mountains.
I toast you from Alberta.
Cheers.
Oh. Excuse me?
You broke them both.
Okay. I don't know why things are as fuck.
Fuck is a...
Fuck is a very...
Versatile word.
It's a utility word.
You can use it everywhere.
It can be
you can
lit,
use it as a noun, verb, adjective.
It can be broke. It can be drunk. It can...
True, yeah, true.
It could be dumb.
There's a lot of that.
It could be a prepositional phrase.
That was just
a
fuck.
Prepositional phrase. Go on, use that one.
Well, first I have to Google what is a prepositional phrase, but
it made you sound.
I'm assuming that
then you're not really
phrase
lit,
for fuck
you?
Would be wanna fuck.
Made you sound smart.
No, that's
fuck
a propositional phrase. That's something a little different.
Frag. My mistake.
Then you're not very lit,
I said
are you?
Frag instead of phrase. Help me.
You almost sounded smart.
All right. Let's. Does anyone have anything else about the movie that they want to bring up? I mean, we basically all decided to watch this for the eye candy, right?
Absolutely.
Except for Johnny. He was looking for a deep and meaningful plot.
I told him repeatedly not to overthink it.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
you
many were people tell Johnny that.
Now,
many
here's
things.
The thing. The reason I'm upset that I didn't get my little graphics at the end that all the male strippers are going to be okay.
They're oh, male entertainers.
Mm. My bad. Was because I kind of hoped for the. Like, they had enough of a plot to make me go, like, gosh, I hope they're going to be okay.
You didn't care.
I mean, it wasn't as good of a plot as Showgirls. And I mean that honestly.
And said repeatedly.
Yeah, Showgirls might have been a shitty movie. But
they're mostly
there was
sexy white guys. They're going to be fine. Storyline.
Sorry? I didn't hear you. I talked
said
over
they're
you.
Mostly sexy white guys. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the other couple that you probably just...
That's right. That's right. Sorry.
Even the guys of color are going to be fine.
Hey, he's Armenian.
Oh, no, wait, I'm not.
And he's a vampire. There's a lot of blood out there.
No, he's a werewolf.
He's a werewolf.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a werewolf, sorry. Yeah, he's a werewolf.
Which one's he a werewolf in again?
True Blood?
It's like saying that Daryl's a swordsman.
He was a werewolf in True Blood.
I don't
Blood.
Know anything about True Blood.
No, he's okay. A boondock saint.
Yeah, Daryl is a boondock saint.
I still, sexy as hell. I mean, mind you, I just couldn't get into Walking Dead. But I still look at him, and I still see, oh, who needs the fucking rope?
Get you a stupid rope.
I apologize. I can't do good accents. Other than Canadian, eh?
Wait, was that Canadian?
I don't know.
It ended with A. It must be, right?
Just becoming this thing that is just like, because we all talk everywhere, it's just homogenized into there's no such thing as an accent.
I think Jim already weighed in and said Albertans don't speak for Canada.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, we just make all the money and the rest of the provinces spend it. Actually, we're not making any right now.
We're not making any money right now.
Yeah, I know. They all spend all our money over the last like
20 years.
20, 30 years. And now all of a sudden we need some money and the rest of the provinces are like, fuck you, eh?
Who are you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Alberta. Fuck I think you, I heard of eh? You once.
That's important. I thought that was Ontario.
Oh God, Ontario.
Isn't that where they grow all the wine?
I mean, there's cool people in Ontario, but most of them moved there, right, Mal?
I was gonna say she is in the chat.
I know. I've been chatting with her. We came to an agreement that Pitch Black was Vin Diesel's best movie.
Really? Not The Pacifier?
Oh, The Pacifier was a good movie.
I don't think I've seen The Pacifier, but I've seen Pitch Black, and Pitch Black was
I
really
have?
Good.
Yes, yeah, you have.
I always get confused with The Rock babysitting movie.
That was a Tooth
that
Fairy.
That was The Tooth Fairy.
No, not The Tooth Fairy, the other one.
The Rock babysitting movie.
I was trying to get Sean Connery or Nick Cage in that. I was going to say, what?
Are you talking about the one where like his daughter came in and he had to learn how to be a dad?
No. Like these... Mrs. Two Delphi? Kids were like from a different planet or a witch mountain or something.
Yeah, Witch Mountain. Escape.
Is it Witch Mountain?
God, yeah, they did remake that with The Rock.
Yes, they did.
Babysitting.
That's all I remember is the scene where The Rock is babysitting the kids.
Oh, honey.
And then everybody's going, woof, woof, woof. And then cars are like flying through the air instead.
Woof, woof.
Fast and Furious? We're back to that?
Yeah.
This Apparently. Was before Back and Furious. Shit.
Back to the Furious?
Now,
Diesel's going to pop awesome. Out of a DeLorean?
Now, there was an April Fool's mashup trailer. I think it was on IGN. I forget what year it was, where they made a trailer, like a mock trailer, for a Back to the Future Fast and the Furious mashup.
Oh, awesome.
Go watch that trailer. Because honestly... As much as I don't want anybody to touch my Back to the Future movies, if you did a Back to the Furious Future, I might actually watch that.
They can't.
It has the DeLorean like drifting around a corner, fades into time, fades out, and the fucking flame trails go around.
That would be cool.
That would be good.
No, I would watch that. And I would not go into that movie expecting a plot either.
So why did you go into this one expecting a plot?
Yeah. Good point.
Well, here's the thing.
I told you up front that there was
no
plot.
You asked me a question and then you're telling me the answers.
Yes. That's what married life is.
Yeah, get married, they said.
Johnny, you're the one who wanted to come out to play on Girls Night. With a K.
No. To be fair, I knew I would have to be here because I knew I would have to run shit on this end.
Mm. No, all you had to do was hit the button and you could have went away.
Yeah, well, I paid for the movie.
He's like, you tell me this now?
Oh, no, I told him before.
Try new things, I said. Okay.
You lost it. That's
it's
good.
Gone.
Moving on.
Oh, no. Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, fuck.
I figured because this is a, and I'm going to use the air quotes, chick flick. Not your stereotypical chick flick, of course. But I always thought that, how do I put it? That women weren't such beasts.
Oh, you've never actually been to the male strippers then. Women are
like,
a lot
I'm just sitting here going
men.
like this movie was literally about a bunch of pieces of meat.
Yes. Yeah. If you go
but
and
if
it
you
was
get
pain.
Treated like a piece of meat.
Bitches get brutal.
Going to
show subtitle.
But if you go to the actual strippers in person, live.
I'm not allowed.
Yeah, you're not. But when you go, women are fucking. Oh, they can be just nasty.
See, now that's where I came into this movie with the mistaken impression that it's like women aren't just going to sit there for 2 hours and just to watch half naked men shake their hips. Apparently, I was wrong.
It wasn't only their hips that were shaking.
Yeah,
that's right.
Lots of things were shaking everywhere.
Yes.
Everything.
Johnny, you were
shaking. Is the right word? Like when I jump, I shake. They don't shake I shake.
That's the jiggle. Jolly old elf variety.
I jiggle. Yeah, they shake.
Yeah, yeah. They shake their moneymaker. You jiggle.
This is a freaking Jell-O pudding pop.
Oh, God. New show subtitle.
Jell-O Jiggler. Jell-O Jiggalo.
And there's always room for... Never mind.
Aww.
Don't go there.
Aw, pudding. My dick where it don't belong.
Wow. Okay, Kitty, final thoughts on Magic Mike XXL.
Show derailed. I win.
Yeah, there was. Still, I did not know he had a last name. Okay, what happened?
Okay.
And they spoke a lot. I can't say I understood, you know, or paid attention to a lot of what they said. But it was a fun show. I don't even think I can call it a movie. I guess it was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun to watch with, you know, with people.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same kind of thoughts on it. Even Johnny.
Marianne, final thoughts?
Matt Bomer has pretty eyes.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And Channing Tatum has pretty just about everything.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And Joe Manganiello, whatever his last name is. Sofia Vergara is a very lucky woman.
Wait.
No, it's not your turn to talk.
I know these two names.
You're not allowed to talk.
Yes, that would be because they're married, Johnny.
It's Sofia Vergara.
From Modern Family.
Wow.
She's a very lucky woman.
He's a pretty lucky guy, just throwing that out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Unless
that,
she's
yeah.
mad at him and just attacks him with vowels.
Well, he's got so many
jealous.
In his last name.
She has a few, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but,
true.
Yes, there was dialogue that I didn't particularly pay attention to it either. I was watching the peoples.
Yeah, I can't blame you for that one. Mm-hmm. Honey, final thoughts?
It was exactly what women are like at real strippers. I rather enjoyed it, so I'd watch it again.
Indeed. Indeed. I found it visually pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing.
And I did not, except for the one scene where it was not very well lit, I really didn't notice any dialogue. So, yeah.
Yeah, even in that moment, I have no idea what they said, except for he was peeing
turtle
on
pee.
Turtles. Yeah, and
he was peeing
she
on,
was taking
on
pictures.
Turtle habitat. Ruining turtle
I
habitat.
I think they said something about New York. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. It was dark and you couldn't see anything.
Yeah, something about
Oh, and that. They were both drag queens. Yeah, on the inside.
She was Dahlia Tits or...
Mm-hmm. With a Z.
Mm-hmm. With a Z. Yeah.
With a Z. With a Z. Sorry.
Chris Canadians.
And we did have our Zed pizza tonight.
Yes.
Which proceeded to confuse the Canadians. It was fun.
Sorry.
That was good.
All right, Johnny.
Your final thoughts.
Do you
on
have
the movie,
final
Johnny?
Thoughts?
I am enlightened.
And that's Midnight Movie Night for this week.
Someone
sits
nice with a K.
And our podcast is available on SoundCloud, in iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
The live show usually starts at 7. Sorry. Just look on Johnny's face. He so much wanted to say something else.
I wish we could take a still of his face during the movie.
We're at midnightmovienights.com and on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod.
And if you need more than 100 contact at midnightmovienights.com. And we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the logo, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, Al, DC Cantel for the segment intros, or really just segment intro, since we got rid of the other segments.
I want my science fucking fiction back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom. We are way beyond FCC regulations at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies, mutants, and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
Thank you.
Are quite welcome.
And I didn't even look up to see if we had any new followers.
Oh, serious? I can't bend over. I can't bend over and read these. Well, all right. Here, let me try and get.
Honey can't bend over right now either.
No, I'm.
But that's what got her into this mess in the first place.
Shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Kitty.
I don't have Twitter open.
That's fine. We've apparently. Got Tweet Story Festival at Story. Can't read that. Story festivals.
That was last week.
Well, then why didn't you follow them?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Was What the What podcast last week?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Terry3TFC?
Nope.
At KingTerry3. TheFreshCommittee.com. Okay. And then Jay Arroyo. At Value Vote. What the hell? At Value Varov VM.
Very
so
good.
Thank you guys for following us.
Oh, and we want to thank everyone that joined us in the chat tonight. I think I saw Dale in there. The Caper Girl Mel.
Rebel Shout Stoke. Out to Mel.
Rebel Stoke Jim.
Talk.
Mark Thorner. He showed up.
My turn didn't last very long to talk.
There was a reason. There's a reason for that.
Who did I miss? Am I missing someone? I don't think that. Well, I see that, you know, Johnny's in there. You were saying hi to some people. I think that's it. That was in the chat.
Okay. And we would like to thank Johnny and Honey for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And we'd like to thank Marianne for joining us. In studio.
Yeah, live.
Live in person.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Kitty.
Poke the kitty. Dana, no touching. No poking.
I hear that Honey has a vlog now. Where can people find it?
YouTube.com/OMGWTF Honey with a U.
With
TV.
A U.
And where can people find Johnny?
Now, I know nobody goes to websites anymore, but if you go to JohnnyWhiteTrash.com, it has links to everywhere else you want to go, like SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, all that good shit.
It's a central
and
hub.
Snapchat, if you want
and
to see
Snapchat,
us poop
where
faces.
I will look you in the eye as I poop.
Awesome sauce.
That is... You know, that's the most awkward thing. You head into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I can hear you talking. You can sit beside me on the couch, not say a word for an hour, but you head off to the toilet, and you can't shut up.
If it makes you feel any better, everything he says is pretty crappy.
But
And very as nice. Always, we'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm Ned Frankenkett.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah?
What are you pointing at?
Nothing.
Okay. I thought you made me think I missed something.
No.
Let's go watch a movie.
Okay. An actual movie?
I don't know. That's how we sign off. We've signed off that way for 100-and-something episodes.
Talking is hard.
No, it hasn't been 100. You know, we haven't signed off that way for every single episode, so it's just 100-and-something.
100-and-something, okay.
All right. That's...
It's not your turn to talk.
Oh!
Talking is hard.
Folks!
Good night.
Good night.
With a K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
I told you to get ready, and you just blank and just stare?
Well, if you need somebody to talk, I have shit left over.
I always feel like I should do Molly when that theme song comes
on. I was going to say
like
something.
You should do Molly?
Until I saw the dog at the end of the leash thing.
We're going to go see Jeff
Dunham.
Are
you calling me a bitch again?
What?
No.
All you can do is run to the end of your chain and bark.
But you moved.
Yes, and the headphones didn't go with me. These things happen. Why is this so fracking funny? Oh my
God.
I'm sorry. It just struck me funny at that moment when you.
Y'all killed my
back.
Co-host.
I was going to.
Now I'm 2 for 2 because yesterday I almost killed mine.
Yeah, you really shouldn't do that, Johnny.
I'm not gonna lie. This morning when I woke up, I walk over to her, stand there for a few seconds. I saw an eye twitch and her finger move. I'm like, oh, good, she's still alive. Because that would have been a weird phone call.
That was your whole concern. That would have been a weird phone call, not...
Well, because all I'm thinking is I'm like, I have to phone her parents and say, your daughter is dead. It was a sex accident.
Sexident? Okay.
Well, when I
think I'm going to write something about this movie on my blog. I have one of those.
Sorry, itchy trigger finger.
No, I'm just trying to feed off your cues, but all I see is your tummy.
It is the mayor of Beertown once again. You sent me a picture. You were displaying your meat this morning.
Yeah, I was. I'm glad you appreciated my meat.
I appreciate the fact that you are observing the safety procedures of the 21st century. Your meat was wrapped. But no, I like my version of you out on the street just swinging it around, inviting everybody to come down to like Mattress City or something.
Okay, yeah. I don't have the hand-eye coordination.
I might,
as much as I drink, so...
I might argue the fact. I saw the picture you sent. You were handling the meat just fine. Head on over to revelstokegym.com and you can meet a Canadian too. That's meat spelled M-E-E-T, not the other way. Revelstoke Gym on Mixlr, SoundCloud, and iTunes.